In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll continue to study the Word of God.
下午继续来谈教导教会兴衰的旧约的模式。
And for today, we'll study the church's rise and fall in the Old Testament.
我们早上谈到教会兴旺的记录，兴旺就是 prosper.
And this morning, we discussed the prosperity of the church in the early days.
就是从约沙法王他的国度怎么样日渐强大得到神的祝福，看我们教会要发展的一个模式。
Yes, Jehoshaphat. And we begin with the study of the King Jehoshaphat, and how God greatly blessed the church and how they became extremely prosperous during his time, during his rule.
因为选民的国度就是神的属灵的教会的国度的预表。
And this serves as an example for us to follow. And at the time, it was a spiritual example.
就是旧约的历史基本上就是要我们来应用在新约教会的时代教会的发展的这个预表。
Essentially, we'll use this as a case study for how in the New Testament what we should follow.
那我们今天下午就要谈谈这个选民的国度啊。约沙法的这个国度怎么样衰微的？
This afternoon we'll study the fall of King Jehoshaphat's kingdom.
来学一些警惕的事情。警惕就是 warning， 就是我们要。
Take into consideration the warning signs that led to his fall.
因为如果我们读历代志下第十八章啊。
And if we take a look at Second Chronicles chapter 18,
就发现其实这个事情记载的很自然，好像也没什么大不了的事。
It's almost as if you wouldn't blink an eye when you read these passages.
因为从十七、十八、十九、二十这四章圣经都在讲约沙法的故事。
Second Chronicles chapter 17 to 20, discuss these four chapters discuss King Jehoshaphat's reign.
那一开始讲他的国度兴旺起来了，第十七章。
And in chapter 17, it discusses how they grew and expanded.
但是等到了第十八章到第十九章，就看到他那个作为就开始被先知责备了。
Then in chapter 19, by chapter 19, you will see that Jehoshaphat's ways was under some scrutiny.
那接下去呢？他的儿子就继续他做王，王位就继续传下去了。
And then this reign passed on down to his son.
那从他的约沙法的儿子开始呢？哇，他这个国家就开始进入一个非常混乱的时期了。
And at this time, after his son took over the reign of the kingdom, that was the beginning of their fall.
那这个国度就开始不平安了。
They lost peace.
那就开始很多他约沙法当时候所没有想到的祸果就一个一个出来。
And consequences of their rule that they never had imagined slowly became reality.
因为当第十八章一开头的时候就讲了一件事情。
Because in chapter 18 discusses one thing.
他的国度的衰微就从这里开始了。
The fall of their kingdom began in chapter 18.
十八章第一节。
Chapter 18, verse 1.
请读。
Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and by marriage he allied himself with Ahab.
这里说约沙法大有尊荣之才，这是神的祝福，就是他国度兴旺的结果。
And we all know that God blessed them tremendously with riches and honor.
但是现在这个约沙法王他竟然跟亚哈结亲了。
But of course, he
这个时候很意外的啦。
And in this, and by marriage, he allied himself with Ahab.
那就是因为亚哈在当时候就是已经开始在提倡这个拜巴利偶像这件事情了。
And Ahab at this time has already begun to fall and worship the idol of Baal.
因为我们早上已经从列王记上读到了
We this morning studied in the First Chronicles.
亚哈他不但 继续行那个耶罗波安哈，带领百姓去拜去偏离神的律法的这条路线。
And we see that Ahab, under the guise of or the guidance of
Jeroboam,
under the leadership of Jeroboam, began to fall and be led astray down the path opposite of God.
就是说他拜神的路线跟律法所记载的不一样了。
And they slowly lost touch with following the law.
就是离开神的法则，就是不是按律法来敬拜的。
They then worship God. They no longer worship the laws of God.
亚哈他甚至去拜巴利了。
Ahab worshipped Baal instead.
然后又筑庙，又建庙，又筑坛，哇，又是到全国各地哈去。提倡这个拜巴利跟亚瑟拉。
He not only worshipped Baal, he erected temples, many temples across the globe, and preached the worshipping of Baal.
那这个时候，本来耶稣啊一开始当王的时候，他本身是很防备这个以色列人的影响的，他是很 defense.
And Jehoshaphat at the beginning of his reign, he was very defensive of the faith of the Israelites.
哦，就是说他是不遵循，他是不会去。跟随这个以色列人的作为的，啊，我们看第十七章的第四节了哈。
Let's take a look at chapter 17, verse 4. He sought the God of his father and walked in his commandments and not according to the acts of Israel.
你看这里特别提到说，他本身就是他说他当时候是不效法以色列人行为，就是说以色列人所做的，至少这个偏离神的律法这件事情，他绝对不会去做。
By no means did he, conform with the acts of Israel. He walked in a straight path under the, under God's commandments.
第十七章第一节也想他是你看做了很多的作为就是要防备以色列人哦。
And he strengthened himself against Israel.
哦，那这个表示说他本身就了解诶这个北国的这些信仰了不管是信仰不管是生活哦他这个都跟神差很远他不要被影响。
He already resolved himself, saying that he would not be influenced by the faith and the lives and lifestyles of these Israelites who went against God.
他也尽量要把自己分别出来的。
He wanted to separate himself from such ungodly lives.
但是第十八章第一节，当他在这个平安在神的祝福底下。他竟然主动的去跟亚哈王结亲了。
Despite all this, he still allied himself with Ahab.
那表示他这当中一定有个误差了，就是说他一定有什么错误了。
So this is where he committed wrongdoing.
那他的误差就是发生在他为他的儿子约兰娶了亚哈家的女儿。我们请看第二十一章，二十一章。
Let's take a look at chapter 21.
21章看第五节。
Chapter 21, verse 5. His son Jehoram was 32 years old, and when he became king, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem.
第六节。
Verse 6. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, just as the house of Ahab had done, for he had the daughter of Ahab as a wife, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord.
这里约兰是约沙法的儿子啊。
So Jehoram is Jehoshaphat's son.
那这里他说他娶亚哈的女儿啊。
And he took as his wife the daughter of Ahab.
然后他接下去就开始行以色列诸王的道了。
And he worshipped the idols.
Walked
in the ways of these Israelites have gone astray.
那这个以色列诸王的道就是偏离神的道嘛啊。不是神的正道，是离开神的道。
So they're no longer in accordance with the commandments of God. They have completely gone the opposite direction.
跟亚哈家一样
，just like the family of Ahab.
行神眼中看为恶的事。
Everything that they do was evil in the eyes of God.
哦，那你就看到这个约沙法呢，他把他的儿子，他为他的儿子娶了亚哈的女儿。
And Jehoshaphat.For his son, brought into the family the daughter of Ahab.
那这个是变成一种联盟，啊、哦，本来
And this is because of this familial relationship and through marriage, this is their alliance.
那这个就是这个跟原来亚那个耶撒王他一直要做他所坚持的原则是相违背的、啊。他的这个做法啦，去跟亚哈家结亲这个做法。
So unfortunately, he committed this very this mistake that led to later on led to his downfall.
这本来要把自己分别出来，这个是约沙法一直坚持的。
Even though Jehoshaphat in the beginning held on to the belief and faith that he would never be led astray.
行神眼中看为正的事，是他最坚持的。
He took pride in the righteousness that he the bar that he set for himself as a righteous man.
但是他现在竟然在婚姻这个事情上，
unfortunately through this marriage, he had fallen.
他我们不知道，圣经没有写说他到底为什么会采取这个行动啊。
The Bible does not record why he committed this act.
但是我们可以推测，因为过去这个政治婚姻哦，就是造成两国之间联盟的一个因素。
But we can defer from all this that having two powerful families combined together.
就像法老当时就把女儿嫁给所罗门嘛。
Just like in the before this, the Pharaoh of Egypt. Allied himself through marriage with the family of King Solomon.
啊，所以你看，后来所罗门就娶了很多这个列邦的这些公主，都是为了政治目的的。
Then after that, Solomon was completely influenced in the wrong way, and he had for himself over 1,000 concubines.
那这个就是这个时候，也许约沙法王当时候也会有这种想法。
And at this time, Jehoshaphat also had this. This belief.
借着这个婚姻呢，让两国变成一家人，本来就是一家人，现在更亲了。
Thinking that two kingdoms, two ruling families can now become one.
但是他没有想到亚哈这一个家庭，他这个国度现在跟神的道理已经差那么远了。
What he failed to discern was how far the family of Ahab has left God.
他在遵行神的道理这件事情上，他立场非常坚定。
Prior to this, he was extremely firm in his faith and following of God.
但是现在面对婚姻的儿女的婚姻的事情上，他却在这个原则上把持不了了。
But he was not able to discern the type of family that was to be joined in with his.
这就种下了他以后他的国度的这个祸根。
This was a very big mistake that led to his downfall.
因为这个结亲结下去。以后他子孙三代差点死光光。
Because from then on out, the generations after him suffered, and they almost were destroyed.
如果没有神特别的怜悯，他真的这个国位就断了。
If it wasn't for the mercy and forgiveness of God, his family line would have long been non-existent.
但是感谢神，神保守他们。
But God preserved them.
所以最后留下一个儿子约阿，一个小孙子约阿斯继续王位。
Because of the grace of God, they preserved the grandson for Jehoshaphat, who later became the third in line.
那是在二十二章，我们看到的。
And we can read this in chapters 22, chapter 22 and chapter 23.
那所以现在这个亚跟约沙法跟亚哈结亲，这个让我们来思想现在这个婚姻对我们信仰的影响。
So let's let's study a little further of Jehoshaphat and the marriage between his son and the daughter of Ahab.
圣经在哥林多前书第十章这样子有一句话。
There is a passage in 1 Corinthians that records.
第十章的第十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12.
十二节。
Verse 12. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall.
那这里特别提到说自己以为站得稳的要小心了。
In other words, be watchful of yourself. If you think you are firm, that is when you must be most watchful.
那第十一节就第十二节以前，他就讲了很多以色列百姓的历史。
And prior to chapter 12, Paul discusses a lot of the history of the Israelites.
那当然是主要是在旷野流荡的那段时间。
Particularly during the time of their 40 years of wandering in the desert.
但是第十一节特别说，他们遭遇这些事情，就是历史的这些记录呢，都是要作为鉴戒的，是要警戒我们这末世的人呢。
But in chapter 11, it's not so much to
in
verse 11, it's not so much to give us this history. Rather, it's to warn the church in the end times of what to be watchful for.
所以通常你会看到，我们如果在某一方面觉得自己很厉害，就是自己很稳哦，在那个地方要特别小心。
So the main point here is that if you feel when you are the most confident and firm in your faith, that is when you must be the most watchful.
这就是历史给我们的提醒。
This is a teaching that we can gain from the Old Testament.
如果我们看历代志，看约沙法的故事，看到第十七章，我们绝对想不到说约沙法会主动的去为他儿子娶亚哈的女儿。
If you read again in Second Chronicles chapter 17, no one in the right mind would think that Jehoshaphat would marry his son to Ahab's daughter.
他自己意志这么坚定，他怎么会这样做呢？
Because he himself was extremely firm in faith.
但是事实上，竟然就是约沙法主动的为他儿子娶妻的。
But it was Jehoshaphat's own actions that led to his fall.
那所以这个婚姻一结下去，这就是灾难的开始。
And
灾难 disaster.
This is so as soon as in chapter 8.In the next chapter, when they do get married, this is when a disaster struck.
接下去第十八章就记载那个约沙法王自己差点没命，差点被他这个亲家害死。
In chapter 18, Jehoshaphat himself almost was murdered by his own family.
因为他这个亚哈王是很诡诈的。
Because King Ahab was extremely vile.
那表示说这个婚姻哦，我们真的要很小心。我们今天为人父母的，我们对儿女的婚姻。一定要下功夫祷告。
So for us today, especially those parents with children, for the sake of your children's marriage, we must rely on God tremendously in prayer.
因为我们做父母亲当然没办法为儿女决定什么事。
Of course, as parents, there's no way we can force our children.
现在这个社会越来越难，很难说父母亲能够为儿女的婚姻做什么主张，一定要怎样，不会怎么样，不可，很难的。
Particularly in this society today, in this day and age, our children can no longer can be controlled by their own parents.
以前很少听到说那个儿女哈都没意见的，父母亲说什么跟谁好就好这样子，很少这样子。
There's less and less influence of the parents on their children when it comes to their marriage.
但是至少在这个社会里面，在这个时代当中，我们可以做的就是一定要。在这个婚姻的原则上把持得住。
But what we can do in this day and age is to
婚姻的原则，这 principle。婚姻的 principle 是什么
？Is to hang on to the principles, the principle of marriage itself.
圣经给我们的教导在哪里
？What are the teachings of marriage in the
Bible? 我们一定要坚持。
We must be resolved, resolute when we follow these.
哥林多后书第六章的第十四节说，哥林多后书。
If you take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6.Verse 14, it reads, Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness?
你看这个地方其实是真的在说明这个约沙法王跟亚哈王这两个好像在不同的国度里面，但是他们两个现在是变成亲家了。
Chapter 14, this clearly is in it.
就是用在亚哈跟那个约沙法那个国度里面，刚好很相很配合了。
This clearly matches the situation we have between Jehoshaphat and King Ahab's family.
真的是一个是光明的国度，一个是黑暗的国度，这样。
One is a kingdom under the light, the other is a kingdom under the darkness.
因为亚哈那个时代真的是以色列国最黑暗的时候。
Because Ahab, King Ahab, during his reign, that was truly a time ofpure darkness.
那也是神兴起以利亚先知非常有能力的，要去带领百姓回转的那个阶段呢。
And from that was also at the same time where God had the prophet Elijah try to come and turn the church around.
那现在 约沙法王竟然把他自己的脖子跟这个亚哈王的脖子绑在一起。
But now, because of this marriage, they are now tied and joined at the hip.
所以这里说，这个信跟不信的不要同户一轭，不要相配。
So just like this passage in 2 Corinthians reads, do not yoke yourself with the unbelievers.
这个婚姻有时候真的会改变一个人呢。
Truly, a marriage can change one man.
我们今天结婚的对象如果是一个真的敬畏神的，那会让我们的信心提升。
If your spouse is someone who can lift you up in faith and keep you firm in your faith.
但原来一个很热心的信徒，可能因为婚姻的缘故，因为嫁娶没有信的，或是信仰偏差的，可能真的信仰就跟着走下坡了。
Rather, if you are a person with strong faith and you marry someone with lesser faith, you may very well be led astray or be brought be slowly weakened in your faith.
所以，我们弟兄姐妹，我们如果有儿女现在在适婚年龄，或者是我们有儿女，不管他现在在什么阶段，我们都要真的为他们的婚姻祷告。
So as particularly for the parents with unmarried children, regardless of their age, we must pray for their marriage.
我们弟兄姐妹一定要为我们青年的婚姻祷告。
The brothers and sisters in the church, we must especially pray for the marriages of our youth.
让主内的青年都能够在主里面找到适合的配偶。
So that our youth can find their proper fit and matches within the Lord.
那有同样的信仰，在这个人生的旅途上，才真的能够两个人比一个人好，能够互相的提携。
And this is when we can truly have two is better than one.
所以我们以为站得稳的一定要小心呢。
So, as we read earlier, if you feel that you are firm in faith, that is when you must be the most watchful.
其实这个就是人性的软弱。
This is a fallacy or a weakness of man.
你看约沙法在兴旺的时候，在很好的时候，很顺境的时候。
And when Jehoshaphat, in the time of his most in the most prosperous and peaceful times of his life.
你看他在这个婚姻的事情上竟然这样子跌了一大跤了，做了这个错误的决定。
He was still able to trip and fall and make this this very big mistake.
那就好像你看一样的道理啊，你看那个彼得啊，他不是自己认为他自己很有信心吗？
Just like in the New Testament and the Gospels of where we read about Peter.
Peter.彼得他认为我跟主耶稣这么要好，这么亲，我怎么可能会离开耶稣？怎么可能会否认主呢
？Peter himself declared that he was a man of great faith. There is no way on earth that he would ever reject Jesus Christ.
但是事实才讲没多久就否认耶稣三次。
But shortly thereafter he.Denied Jesus three times.
所以我们真的要常常看圣经来反省我们自己。
So every time we study the Bible, we must truly analyze and reflect upon ourselves.
每一个决定都有时候会很关键的。
Every decision that we make is maybe one that could be a turning point in our life.
有些事情做错事还可以再修补。
There are certain decisions where if you make a mistake, it can be corrected.
但是婚姻的事情终生大事。
But a marriage is something that is very difficult to correct.
一做了错误的决定很难再回头了。
Once you have made a bad decision, it is very hard to turn back.
人生可能走向不同的方向了。
That may very well be a turning point, whether good or bad in your life.
我们互相提醒。
Let us be watchful and encourage you.
我们孩子现在还小了，我们像方舟团契的同年我们的孩子都还小。
Some of us may have very young children.
但是等到你们还醒过来的时候，你孩子已经到了可以结婚的年龄了。
But in a blink of an eye, your children will be at the age of where they can be married.
在还小的时候就要为他们的婚姻祷告，要准备这样的一个在主里结婚的一个心智。
So because of this, let us begin praying for their marriages now. It's never too early.
我们不会犯约沙法同样错误。
So that way, we will not make the same grave mistake that Jehoshaphat committed.
好，接下来看十八章的第二节。
Let's take a look at Second Chronicles chapter 18.
第二节。
Chapter 18, verse 2. After some years, he went down to visit Ahab in Samaria. And Ahab killed sheep and oxen in abundance for him and the people who were with him, and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth-Gilead.
第三节。
Verse 3. So Ahab, king of Israel, said to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, Will you go with me against Ramoth-Gilead? And he answered him, I am as you are, and my people as your people. We will be with you in the war.
好，你看，这过了几年，就是一段时间过去了。因为约沙法他跟亚哈结亲，日子也过得很平安啊。
So this was a few years later, and up to this time, Jehoshaphat lived a very peaceful and prosperous, and pleasant life.
他现在到撒玛利亚去看他的亲家亚哈王了。
And now he had traveled to Samaria to visit his in-laws.
这个本来亲家互相来往很自然啊。
Of course, as in-laws, you are naturally very close.
那好了，后我现在亚哈呢就。这个，他说为他跟他跟从的人呢、哦，宰了很多的牛羊，准备大餐来请他们吃饭。
And in preparation for their arrival, Ahab killed sheep and oxen in abundance so that his in-laws can enjoy.
很热情的，就是亚哈他是很大方的，很热情的。
He was extremely welcoming and generous.
然后呢，他就说啊，那个吃喝完之后，就劝他跟自己一起去攻取基列的拉莫。
Now, unfortunately, it was after.Everyone had had their celebratory meal is when Ahab brought up this very serious matter.
我们中文用这个劝他就是说现在亚哈劝耶沙法王跟他一起去打仗去打这个拉莫这个地点。
So in Chinese, we use Ahab used the word of almost persuading persuading his in-law to come and battle with him in war.
但是其实这个在希伯来文里面这个劝这个意思啊，跟那个引诱同一个字。
But in Hebrew language, this word persuade has a more common meaning with the word
引诱，引诱就是引诱就是用一个事情像一个饵一样
Yeah, he tempted him.
就是说，他先给他一个什么好处了
？He completely fooled him, thinking that
饭都先吃的嘛先招待他吃一顿大餐呢、啊。
In other words, he tricked him. He used a big meal to enjoy, and at that point, he had Jehoshaphat's goodwill and used that and took advantage.
他请他吃饭是有目的的啦。
This big meal of killing.Sheep and oxen, there is an ulterior motive behind it.
所以吃喝完之后，接下去就要谈事情了。
Because he knew that after he had been well fed, now we'll get down to business.
好，那现在要谈的事情是谈什么事？谈要去打仗的事。
And what is this business? This is the business of war.
那打要打谁呢
？And who are they going to battle?
那现在说要去攻取基列的拉莫。
They were to fight against Ramoth Gilead.
那这个基列拉莫是什么？
And who are they?
那是在约书亚记二十章里面，当初摩西约书亚那个时候设立的六个逃城之一。逃城 ，City of Refuge.
This Ramoth Gilead is actually a refugee establishment.
那这个就是在约旦河东的三个逃城之一，就是基列拉莫。
And this was one of the refugee camps, one of three refugee camps as a result of this war.
那表示说，因为在约旦河东，那个本来就是属以色列国的。
And this is the area where near the River Jordan that used to belong to the Israelites.
那我们现在看列王记上二十二章。
Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 22.
列王记上。First Kings.
Oh, sorry. First Kings chapter 22.
列王记上二十二章。
First Kings chapter 22.
第三节。
Verse 3. And the king of Israel said to his servants, Do you know that Ramoth in Gilead is ours? But we hesitate to take it out of the hand of the king of Syria.
第四节。
Verse 4. So he said to Jehoshaphat, Will you go with me to fight at Ramoth Gilead? Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, I am as you are, my people as your people, my horses as your horses.
你看这里他把这件事情这个对话讲得比较详细的啦。
So here, it gives us a little more detail, of this conversation.
吃喝当中是有很多臣仆在场的啦，不是只是亚哈跟耶撒王两个人单独了。
When these two families met and had dinner with each other, it wasn't just the two of them, having a meal together. There were many people with them.
现在这个王哈，你看他先跟他的臣仆这样说。
The king of Israel said to his servants,
你们不知道基德拉摩是属我们的。
Do you not know that Ramoth and Gilead is ours?
因为现在基德拉摩被亚兰人占去了。
But, they are currently ruled by the king of Syria.
那他说我们岂可静坐不动呢？
So how can we not, why do we hesitate to take them away?
怎么还不会想要从亚兰王手上把他夺回来呢？
Why not we take them out of the hand of the king of Syria?
那这下去就问耶撒法。
So from there, he asked Jehoshaphat,
你要不要跟我一起去啊？
You want to go and fight with me?
你说这个时候耶撒法他能够说不吗？
At this point, Ahab has set him up. How can Jehoshaphat say no?
你饭都给人家吃的。
He's already been fed by Ahab.
这个人家都这样热情招待了。
He has already welcomed them with open
arms. 现在要去打仗，需要兄弟自己帮忙，难道你们说不，我不要，你自己去送死，我不要去。
And he has already treated him as his own fellow brother. How can your fellow brother not go to battle with you?
所以这个时候你看约瑟法他是个好人，他这个心肠很软啊。
But Jehoshaphat had a soft heart.
所以他就说啊，当然啊，不分彼此，我们本来就是一家人啊，亲家嘛。
So Jehoshaphat fell for this trick. And he, of course, agreed and said, we are family. Of course, I will battle with you. My people are your people.
我的马就是你的马。
My horses are your horses.
意思是说，我们本来就是一家，你要做什么，我当然支持，全力支持到底。
In other words, we are now one family. So what is mine is yours.
意思就是说，我跟你一起去征战。
In other words, I will go to battle with you.
你看，如果是我们被问这样的问题的时候，我们会怎样回答？
If you think about it yourself and put yourself in Jehoshaphat's shoes,How would you have responded?
我想十个有九个一定说好啊，一定一起去了。
I'm sure after you have been treated out to a very abundant meal,
没有那个没有那个面子说啊，不好，不要你自己去，我害怕，我不敢。
There, after you've been treated out by your family with an abundant meal, there is no way you would go against what they have requested.
其实亚哈他很了解耶撒法。
Of course, King Ahab is very cunning.
Yeshua 本身是个好人呢。
He's a very smart man, yet he understands Jehoshaphat very well.
因为他敬畏神。
Ahab, Jehoshaphat is a very good man. He revered God.
因为今天一个敬畏神的人通常都是心肠软的人。
Those who revere God love man, and when you love man, you are very forgiving, understanding.
就是说，我们如果敬畏神，我们就会很在意神的律法。
When you worship God and you revere God,live his laws and his teachings.
我们会听神的话，像神一样，神是慈爱怜悯的神啊。
Of course, we all know that God is a very, very forgiving God,
merciful
God.
所以通常我们都看到人有困难的时候，我们都想要去帮忙的啦。
Of course, so as people who worship God.We would also extend this mercy to our fellow man.
如果我们是那种残心里很硬的、很残的人，这个跟拜神的人的那个表现不一样，不会这样子。
Of course, if we have a very hardened heart, it is very difficult for such a person to extend such mercy.
真的，我们在座弟兄姐妹，我们只要都是会听神的话的，我们都是那种有怜悯心的人。
So if you look around, all those who worship the Lord, we all have a very merciful hearts.
我们不会很冷血的说，看到人家受在受苦的时候啊，他不会动怜，没有那个怜悯心，还踢他一脚，不会。
As worshippers of God, we are not cold-blooded. So when we see someone in need, we turn an eye.
所以这个耶撒法的心呢，那个亚哈很清楚。
So Ahab understood Jehoshaphat very well.
现在请他吃完饭之后，就跟他问这句话。
It was so he set him up by treating him to a very abundant meal.
真的现在耶撒法就真的答应了，好啊，一起去啊。
So Jehoshaphat fell for this, and he was cornered, in other words, and he agreed to do this.
这就告诉我们说，今天我们在主里面呢，我们要很小心我们所交往的对象。
So the teaching from this for us is that we must be very cognizant of who we have relationships with.
我们的朋友
particularly our friends.
就是说跟我们一起交往，跟我们一起生，在我们周遭一起生活的，或者是我们在相处的人是哪些人？
Who do we invite into our own lives?
我们如果跟一些有心机人在互动的时候，就是他是有心里面是很存有诡诈的。诡诈就是看你就是。
So if you befriend people who are very cunning and have an outward appearance of being otherwise,
就是说不是很诚恳的，很诚实的。
They're not very genuine. They're very dishonest.
他如果是想要从你身上得什么好处的时候
，When they want to take advantage of you,
他如果知道我们的信仰
，They know that we have our faith in God.
知道我们在信仰里面所追求的信仰的教导。
They understand what we believe in our faith as Christians.
有时候我们很容易被人家利用。
We can sometimes be very easily taken advantage of.
我们一个人慈悲怜悯的这个心肠，有时候被误导。
Sometimes our own merciful hearts can be our own stumbling block.
人家就要利用你。
We can be taken advantage of by those who are evil.
人家挖了一个陷阱让你跳，你跳下去还跟他说谢谢。
They can persuade you to jump off a cliff, and even though you had fallen yourself, you would still thank them for the opportunity.
因为我们有时候傻傻的被骗的都不知道。
Sometimes we can be tricked and we don't even know it.
所以圣经说哈，要小心我们交往的朋友。
So the Bible teaches us to be watchful of who we interact with.
因为滥交就是我们随便没有去选择我们的朋友，我们会真的会信仰会败坏的。
If you are not careful with who you befriend, then this could have a very negative impact on your faith.
哦，所以滥交朋友就是败坏善行啊，哈，那是在哥林多前书第十五章。
And this teaching here is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章。
Chapter 15,
第三十三节
verse 33, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits.
哦，这里就是很好的写照。这个约沙法他真的是接了一个很有心机的亲家。
So this is a very accurate depiction of what happened to Jehoshaphat. He was deceived by Ahab.
那这个亚哈哈现在要他一起去打仗，他就答应了。
So of course, when he fell for this deception, Jehoshaphat agreed to go to battle with Ahab.
答应之后才想到，哦，忘记做一件事。
But of course, it was after he had promised to comply, it is when he realized one thing.
这是跟约沙法一般的行事风格不一样的哦。
Unnatural. This is not something that Jehoshaphat would naturally do.
因为约沙法在第十七章已经说他是寻求神的。
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 17, or 2 Corinthians chapter 17, Jehoshaphat already.
历代之下，十七章。
Or 2 Chronicles chapter 17, Jehoshaphat already felt like he was a man of God.
不是，他是要寻求神。
He resolved.To follow down the path of God.
那他也教导百姓要知道神的律法。
And he had taught his people to also follow this path of God.
寻求神的意思就是说，他做什么决定以前，先会知道说，哎，这个神到底是不是这个意思？神的旨意、神的教导、律法、命令是不是这样子
？So when you walk down this godly path, every decision you make along the way.You would always have this discernment, whether it is godly or ungodly.
所以，通常要答应以前，应该先问神，我先求问神看看好不好嘛。
So before he made this promise to Ahab, before he was deceived by Ahab, he should have turned to God for guidance.
因为要去打仗是要动用军队啊。
When you go to war, you affect the lives of many.
这是大事情。
This is not a small matter.
不是只是说。 换他去请他吃饭，这个小事不是大事，应该是要先求问神才对。
This is a very big matter and that impacts the lives of many.
好了，他现在已经答应在先了。
But unfortunately, he had already given his word.
所以十八章的第四节，他说：“哎，那应该请你先求问一下神。”
So in chapter 18 of 2 Chronicles, verse 4, it says, Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "Please inquire for the word of the Lord today."
那其实那个亚哈本来就已经决定要去打了嘛。
But by this time, Ahab has already made his decision.
是，如果不要问，他也就是要出兵呢。
Regardless of whether he asked God or not, he had already.
因为约瑟法想到说这样不妥，还是问一下神的意思如何。
So in other words, Jehoshaphat had a little doubt after he made his promise to Ahab.
约瑟法这样讲啊，亲家这样说了，他知道，那叫先知来问问看吧。
So he asked him to inquire of the word of the Lord.
就是叫了四百个先知来。
So then the king of Israel gathered the prophets.
当时我们去攻打基德拉姆哈，可不可以啊？
They asked these 400 prophets.Can we go to battle? Should we go to battle against Ramah Gilead?
400个先知都说好，去得胜。
And they say, go for it.
因为神把他们交给你们手里的，你们已经得胜的。
Go up, for God will deliver it into the hands of the king's hands.
第四六节这个时候，约瑟法就说，哎，他觉得不太对劲。
But in verse 6, Jehoshaphat still felt uneasy about this decision.
这里也不是还有神的先知吗？
Aren't there...men of God amongst these 400 prophets.
我们可以求问他，这是单数的，他只有一个而已。
Let us ask him the singular him.
那表示当时候亚哈王养了一堆先知，是他的亚哈王的先知。
But if, so Ahab has his own contingent of prophets.
所以亚哈叫这些人来，这个人都知道王要做什么，那么顺他的意，好去打。
And all these prophets are on the side of Ahab, so naturally they will.Comply with Ahab's directions.
显然，约瑟法看得出来，这些人不是神的先知。
So Jehoshaphat had still had this discernment that these prophets clearly were not men of God.
他也知道，也听说有一个人啊，这个是真的是寻求神的。
But he did hear that there was one man that did follow the godly path.
只是他不知道说他知道什么名字。
Unfortunately, he did not know his name.
所以就跟亚哈说了。
So we asked Ahab himself.
应该还有一个啊。
Is there not at least one more prophet?
好了，以色列王就只好跟约瑟法说，又还有一个叫做米该亚。
So, Ahab says yes, there is one other man named Micaiah.
他说我恨他。
I hate him.
因为他指着我讲的话都是给予，不是凶啊，不说给予都说凶言呐。
Because there is nothing that he says, that is good.There's nothing that he says of me that is good. Everything that he says of me is evil.
也就是说，这个王啊，这个先知所讲的话，通常都是违背那个王的心意的。
In other words, Ahab's from Ahab's perspective, Micaiah is constantly saying negative things about him.
净讲他不喜欢听的话。
He will say what Ahab does not want to hear.
那因为这个先知是神的先知啊。
But of course, this prophet is a man of God.
这个亚哈王都是在走。违背神的路线的人呢、啊、
？And Ahab went the opposite direction in the ungodly way.
那当然，这个神的先知所讲的话都是在责备他的。
So of course, this man of God, Micaiah, would naturally rebuke Ahab all the time.
预言都是要让他回转，要听神的话。
And the purpose of this rebuking is to make Ahab turn around.
也看出亚哈王他心里所要做的事情，通常都跟神的律法相反方向。
And he is constantly going against Ahab, saying that you are going against the word of God.
所以当时候，你看这个亚哈就已经跟约瑟法讲说，这个米该亚我不喜欢呐。
So naturally, because of this, Ahab despised Micaiah.
约瑟法就说不要这样讲啊。
But Jehoshaphat told him not to say such things.
就是说，我们求问神本来就是要听神的话。
If you choose God, then you must obey His commands.
那所以，那这个时候我们就发现说，在这个求问神的事情上，其实他们这个做求问的次序已经颠倒了。
But when you have requests from God, your requests are already opposite of anything God would do for you.
真的，从第十八章后面的继续的记录看出来。
If you continue reading chapter 18,
真的， 本来的意思就是不要去打。神的意思就是要约瑟法不要去。
As you read through chapter 18, it was very evident that God was always against going to war.
你去打就是一定是败。
If you go to war, you will are guaranteed failure.
那可是当时候约瑟法他已经先答应在先，现在再来求问神，事情已经其实没办法回转了。
Unfortunately, Jehoshaphat, even though he realized his mistake, it was already too late.
那这个王，他亚哈王本身他也知道说，去攻打这件事情，要去取基列拉玛，好像对的事，其实这不是神的旨意。
So Ahab convinced himself that going to war with Ramoth Gilead was a good decision, was the right decision. He always had ill intent.
那他的先知。他的这个四百个先知所讲的话，其实他也知道说啊，这是讲给让他心里面觉得比较舒服而已。
And Ahab himself was fooling himself when he brought forth these 400 prophets who all happened to agree with him.
他已经立定心要这样做了。
He already made his decision.
那最后出去打仗。
So in the end, they did go to war.
你看这个王跟约瑟法说。
So King Ahab.Said to Jehoshaphat.
看十八章二十八、二十九节。
If you take a look at verse 29 of chapter 18, and the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "I will disguise myself and go into battle, but you put on your robes." So the king of Israel disguised himself and went into battle.
你看，这个王亚哈王的那个心哦，很清楚了。
So this is gives us a very clear picture of the type of heart that King Ahab had.
故意要让约瑟法去顶他的位置，然后被杀了。
He purposely deceived Jehoshaphat by disguising himself and making Jehoshaphat the king.
但是不管他怎么样有技巧去闪躲，但是最后他还是死的。
Despite all these wicked schemes, he still died at the end.
那亚哈死了之后，百姓就回家了。
So when Ahab died, the Israelites.When all return home.
如果不是神保守约瑟王也没命啊。
If it wasn't for the mercy and protection of God, Jehoshaphat would have also lost his life.
十九章第一节。
Chapter 19, verse 1.
现在约瑟王平安回到耶路撒冷了。
Jehoshaphat returned safely to his house in Jerusalem.
这个时候，这个先知就来找他了。
This is when this prophet came to find him.
请读十九章第二节。
Verse 2, and Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to the king Jehoshaphat, Should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord? Therefore, the wrath of the Lord is upon you.
你看这里，这是约瑟法当时所犯的错误。
So here, Jehoshaphat has clearly made a very grave mistake.
先知说，你岂当帮助恶人呢？
Should you help the wicked?
表示亚哈在神眼中真的是恶人。
Because in the eyes of Ahab, he was a wicked man.
不，在神的眼中。
Oh, in the eyes of God, Jehoshaphat was a wicked man.
不是，在神眼中亚哈是恶人呢。
In the eyes of God, Ahab was a wicked man.
那说，那你怎么去帮助恶人，爱那个恨恶神的人呢？
So should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord?
那表示，你看那个。那个亚哈呢，在神眼中，他是真的是恨恶神的，因为他不照神的律法在行。
So in the eyes of the Lord, he was wicked and he hated God. Ahab hated God.
那个约瑟法是一个好的人，先知说你怎么会去爱这个恨神的人呢
？So Jehu asked Jehoshaphat rather rhetorically, "You are a man of God."And you claim that you love God, so how can you side with the wicked?
如果你是爱神的人，应该是要爱那个神所爱，或爱被神所爱的人才对。
So if you love God, then you will also love those who also you will love those who love also love God.
但是今天你怎么搞？你怎么会做这种事啊
？So how can you have committed such an act?
所以现在神的愤怒向你临到你了。
So He proclaimed that the wrath of the Lord was upon him.
这个神的愤怒临到你，但是他说考虑到你还有善行， 你本身是愿意寻求神的，所以这个祸患在你以后的子孙才会出现。
But because of the mercy of God, and God was righteous, before this, Jehoshaphat was a son of, did love God, so, Jehu said that this wrath shall befall on his descendants.
所以这个神的愤怒在历史的后端才会出现。
So this wrath, did not come to fruition until in later generations.
但是也就是从这个时候开始种下了他的国度衰微的这个原因呢。
But at this point in time, this was the beginning of the fall of his rule.
我们看到他这个国度开始走向衰微。
So we can see that his kingdom, began, the way down.
从婚姻上没有遵循神的吩咐开始。
And it all began with one decision, and that is marriage.
从他在做决定的时候没有求问神开始。
It all started with a decision that where he had forgotten to ask God first.
从他交到这个坏朋友。
It all started from befriending the wrong person.
今天我们的教会要发展。
So today, if we expect our church to grow,
继续不断的强大兴旺，然后让这个国度可以扩张，强大很壮啊。
So if you want, if you want this body of Christ to be strong and to grow,
我们一定要在我们青年、我们儿女的这些婚姻上下功夫，为他们祷告。
You must pray for your children, pray for the youth, pray for the young in their marriage.
让青年都在主里面可以找到对象。
So that all our youth can marry within the Lord.
让我们小心选择我们的朋友。
Let us also have discernment of the types of friends that we have.
不要成为这个罪恶的帮凶。
Don't be an ally, of someone that is evil.
我们所讲的话一定是要支持真理，要扶助真理的。不要是为魔鬼讲话，不要为恶者去做事。
We must speak on behalf of righteousness and not of evil.
不要成为魔鬼利用的工具。
Do not be taken advantage of as a tool for evilness.
不要成为那个诡诈之人得利的门路。诡诈的，他是看你的。
Do not be,
不要被人利用了。
Do not be deceived by those who are, deceptive.
让我们什么事情都先求问神在先。
In all things that we do or decide on, let us all first turn to God.
那这样子神的国度才能够继续的成长，我们家庭才能够兴旺。
If we can achieve all these things, then our church shall grow.
在危险的时候，其实神都会保护我们的。
It goes without saying that God will always protect us, in times of need.
一起来唱诗。
Let's all sing hymn.
166首。
166.